This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. At least four civilians were killed Saturday as Venezuelan security forces clashed with demonstrators at the border with Brazil over deliveries of humanitarian aid. Troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro violently drove back the convoys. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The protests were trying to break through the soldiers' blockade of U.S. foreign aid. Some of the trucks carrying food and medicine for Venezuela were set on fire. Dozens of people were injured by rubber rounds fired by soldiers. Earlier in the day, interim President Juan Guaido had given a personal send-off to the aid caravan leaving the Colombian city of Cúcuta.
February 23rd will be 1 month since I assumed the presidency, and the Venezuelan people will be out on the street demanding the arrival of humanitarian aid.
Maduro is blocking aid entering the country and denies there's a crisis. He closed down the border with Colombia and Brazil and sent troops to guard all crossings.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The United Nations says the armed conflict in Afghanistan last year killed more than 3,800 civilians, including 927 children. That's the highest number of civilian deaths recorded in the past 10 years. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan released a new report Sunday noting overall civilian casualties rose by 5% in 2018. It blamed a spike in suicide attacks by Islamic State's local affiliate. The vote counting started Saturday in Nigeria's presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Just hours before the polls opened, explosions were heard in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. After initially denying an attack, Nigerian security forces confirmed that Boko Haram insurgents tried to infiltrate the capital by launching artillery fire. President Muhammadu Buhari and his opponent, Atiku Abubakar, both said as they cast ballots, they were confident of victory. This is VOA News. Voters in Senegal are going to the polls Sunday for a presidential election. But rights groups have been critical of President Macky Sall after well-known political rivals were barred from running. A candidate must win more than 50% to be declared Senegal's president. If no one wins an outright majority, then the top two contenders will face off in a runoff vote in March. Election results are expected by Friday. A Somali federal parliamentary lawmaker was fatally killed Saturday. A shot Saturday in Mogadishu, security officials said. Witnesses say al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Ilmi Bokori as he was visiting his home under construction. A statement from the terror group's official mouthpiece claimed responsibility. Bokori was the oldest member of the current Somali parliament and was known as a peacemaker and negotiator. Pope Francis is closing out his sex abuse prevention summit Sunday by vowing to confront abusers with the wrath of God, end the cover-ups by their superiors, and prioritize the victims. Francis delivered his remarks at the end of Mass before 190 Catholic bishops and religious superiors. Pope Francis summoned the bishops from around the world to the four-day meeting to impress upon them that clergy sex abuse and cover-ups aren't just a problem in some countries, but a global problem that threatens the very mission of the Catholic Church. Britain's Prince Harry and his pregnant wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, are visiting a school high up in Morocco's rugged Atlas Mountains. Harry and Meghan landed in the mountain town of Asni on Sunday morning on a whirlwind official visit. They were welcomed by students from a group run by a Moroccan foundation that provides education for girls from rural communities whose parents would not typically be able to afford secondary education. This is expected to be Meghan's last international trip before she gives birth to the couple's first child in April. The United States and North Korea are expected to hold top-level meetings on Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program next week, following up on the historic summit last year. While experts note that sitting down again in the same room is a big plus for Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump, some worry a worst-case scenario in the high-stakes talks would be an ill-considered deal that allows North Korea to get everything while giving up very little. Experts highlight a risk that Mr. Trump, burned by criticism that the first summit produced vague results, will ignore caution and try to strike a deal on the fly with little prep work. U.S. Ambassador Michel Cison expressed support Friday for Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, who has been the focus of 2 weeks of nationwide protests calling for his resignation. Asked if the U.S. was prepared to help mediate multi-party talks to try to resolve the country's political crisis, the ambassador said the burden falls on Haitians themselves. Get the latest news on VOANews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.